You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's the Great Utah Shakeout. Dave and Debbie are live from Evergreen Junior High in the Granite School District on KSL News Radio.
In a moment, we're going to speak live to the principal of Evergreen Junior High about what he wants kids to know about when it comes to earthquake readiness and earthquake safety. I'm thinking back to March of 2020, Dave, when I was in the newsroom. You were broadcasting from home because we were also in the throes of the pandemic. But I was thinking about what the school kids would have been thinking during that 5.7 that was the epicenter was in Magna, and it wasn't only the 5.7, but I'm looking at the data we have collected since then. There were some odds like 700 earthquakes in the following. Of course, they're going to call them aftershocks, probably technically. Following the 2 weeks after that 5.7, 700. So this is something that, you know, kids need to know what to do just in case.
Yeah, they're aftershock earthquakes.
Yeah.
And as we were listening to the bells, as we're in the halls of Evergreen Junior High School, the bells are going off, and then all of the kids flood into the hallways. And then I started thinking, you've got hundreds of kids in the hallways. If an earthquake were to happen, like, what do you do? And this is probably, you know, just one of the many things on the principal's checklist of, oh, there's another contingency we've got to prepare for. Sure. So Ryan Shaw joins us right now, the principal of Evergreen Junior High School. You guys already did your test, right?
Yeah, we just finished it about a half hour ago.
How'd they do?
They did very well. Did excellent.
What were the curveballs that you see in school when it comes to preparing for an earthquake?
Well, by the time they're in junior high, they're very familiar with really kind of what to do, right? So it's just the practice, the repetition, getting that information to them early, right? What we do in an earthquake, drop cover and hold on, getting them to relax, and most importantly, to listen to their teachers and to the adults that are in the building, right? Because they know best, and they'll help them through pretty much any situation. So really, we do a lot of drills, and we try to be as ready as we can. Sorry, I've had a cold. My voice is a little bit rough. But we do a lot of drills, and hopefully we're ready for it. We did really well.
Good. Well, you work in a Petri dish amongst kids, so it's no wonder a lot of people have that same cold, Principal Shaw. We're live this morning at Evergreen Junior High. We're broadcasting all morning long for the Great Shakeout.
Yes.
A lot of people will be taking cover at 10:15 this morning, but you've already done it here. And what are, you know, or ease some parents' minds here, Principal Shaw. What happens if we actually had an earthquake and, you know, kids were instructed to stay in the building? Is there some sort of an alert system that goes out to parents, provided, you know, all of our communications are still up and running? Should they expect a notification?
Yes. So that's a great question. So first off, Granite School District purchased a new system, a reporting system that we use each school has. It's called Catapult, right? And we use that for all of our drills. It's an awesome app that we use. It provides a real-time notification to administration where teachers and administrators can communicate, right? And they can let us know not only for lockdown drills, for evacuation, for earthquake drills, those types of things that we use district-wide, right? But above that, we also communicate through our district level, would communicate, and that's through Ben Horsley's office. And we do provide as much information to them as quickly as possible so that to set their minds at ease.
We're surrounded by a number of your students who've kind of gathered around, and I think, you know, for years we've talked about stop, drop, and roll. You know, if you ever catch on fire, stop, drop, and roll. Now it's drop, cover, and hold on. What do you do with once that happens? What's the emergency plan after that? After the earthquake happens, what's the next steps?
Okay, after it does happen, right, we wait and make sure it's all clear, make sure that it's safe, and then we evacuate the building like we did in our drill, right? So calmly, as quietly as we can, and as slowly as we can, get out of the building as safely as possible. We have locations that we assign teachers to. They take their kids out, and then through the system we have, they can report whether they've picked kids up, if they're missing kids, and then they report like we're all clear, we're all good. And then you know, administration, as well as our wonderful custodial staff, you know, we would check the building out. The district could come out, possibly making sure that we're all safe to go back in the building.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for participating. We're so excited to be here today. Principal Ryan Shaw here at Evergreen Junior High School.
Lots straight ahead in the 10 o'clock hour, including a live interview with Be Ready Utah. We're going to talk about three things you need to do, what the best advice is for being prepared for an earthquake. So we're going to boil it down to three, hopefully simple things that we need to do. Of course, the great shakeout happens in about 15 minutes from now, although Evergreen Junior has already participated in the drill and the kids all got an A+. That's great. And then at 10:35, a live discussion with Ben Horsley of the Granite School District about the impact on to Westlake Junior High that the Magna earthquake had back in March of 2020. They had to shut that building down and keep it closed while it underwent reconstruction. We're going to get a status report on that.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.